This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in to the Hoffman Show on a competition Wednesday on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, where you see the wheel has made its way home. Yes, it has made its way
home.
Home back to Anthony's side of the building, where at 5:30 he will learn his fate. Because, and how he lost, just how close was it? Did it take perhaps perfection from your boy to defeat the mighty Anthony Haney?
The mighty is crazy.
The mighty, especially with your history of picks. Oh. The mighty Anthony Haney. You just keep walking into stuff.
I know, I can't help it.
Sometimes on this show, Ant, you are Wile E. Coyote.
I might just.
You just like, you set up an anvil and you're like, huh, why didn't it fall? Walks away, walks back. Huh, why didn't it splat?
Yeah, that's me.
That's, you know? Anthony, mighty Wile E. Coyote Haney.
Yes.
So there's that. Also today on the show, Clinton Yates coming up at 4:30. We're going to get into the Tom Brady thing. Like, Brady is now a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, which is super weird because he's also the number one commentator on Fox, and that comes with some issues. So Clinton and I are going to get to it coming up in just a little bit, but we start today with the latest from Command Land, which is we now know officially John Allen on IR. I guess that part we knew on Monday that was going to happen, but the move gets made today. We also learned a little bit more, though, about some of the other injuries along that defensive line, which then goes to the question of how they ultimately replace the production here. Who do they even have available? So, Dorrance Armstrong did not practice today. Javonte Jean-Baptiste did not practice either because he also joined Allen on IR. Here's Dan Quinn. I knew that update was coming. Anthony, should I just run this Java update here? How does this work? We're going to update. Are you going to not restart my computer? Are you going to stop making a noise at 4:05 every day? Oh, no, we can't do that. Do you want to allow this device to make changes to your device? Sure. Just don't restart the computer in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I would have postponed it.
I'm just tired of it happening every day. Someone else is going to do it. Okay, I think we did it. Maybe at 4:05 tomorrow, I won't get a we're trying to play sound.
That would be nice.
Here's... Oh, now we're really installing. Get out of the way. Here's Dan Quinn on Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Dorrance Armstrong.
Dorrance will not practice today, and yes, we're hoping it's shorter than longer with Javonte with his ankle injury. So we're hopeful that it's, you know, at the limit, and we'll get a C for there. It's too early to call today, John.
So there's Quinn on that, and then is Armstrong's injury considered long term?
I'm not concerned on a longer term, no. If it was, then it would have been, you know, like a IR move to go. So he's not going to practice today. And so, you know, we'll just kind of take it as we're going. But knowing Dorrance, like, this is a tough competitor. And so I know he'll put the work in to get, you know, better and get, you know, back to play just as soon as he possibly can.
And they need it because he has been their best pass rusher so far this season. I know Fowler might have been a louder pass rusher, but the pressure rate, Anthony, a multiple choice test for you. Is Dante Fowler's pass rush win rate half of Dorrance Armstrong's, 75% or 85% of Dorrance Armstrong's? Half, 75, 85.
I'm going to say half.
That is correct. It is half. He's got an 11% win rate. Dorrance has a 20.
Yeah, he's been, I think even if you look at the Ravens game, I think he was just in some good spaces to, you know, complete the sack. I know he got pancaked one time, got up, still got the sack. So
yeah, Fowler, you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fowler's a good rusher and he's explosive and he's got a lot of juice, but like the consistent pocket push mm-hmm. and the types of pressures that affect throws, even if you don't get a sack. Like Armstrong is doing that one out of five rushes, and Armstrong is doing it one out of every 10, or Fowler is, and Armstrong is playing a lot more. So he has definitely been your best pass rusher so far this season. Obviously, part of that is the double teams that constantly get the attention inside because of John Allen and Daron Payne's presence. Now, without Allen, what does Dan Quinn anticipate the impact being, the fallout of losing his former Pro Bowl defensive tackle?
Yeah, I thought, what a great line by John. Just, you know, as opposed to, hey, don't feel sorry for me. Here's a good chance for you to get more chances, more opportunities. And that's what a leader does, you know, knowing that there's other guys in the room that are, you know, will step up, you know, specifically Johnny, and knowing that they're ready to take that challenge on. But I thought that was a great moment by him of allowing in his space of a tough and dark time to say, this is a good opportunity for you, man. Go get it and go take it. And everybody deserves those chances when you go for it. And this just happens to be one of those times when, and all of us have been in that spot, like, hey, man, this is your chance. And you go absolutely go for it and go for it as hard as you can.
So there's Quinn on who's got to step up. And obviously Johnny Newton is the big name that needs to do that. There is a lot that you lose with John Allen down to Johnny Newton, and that's not because I don't think Johnny Newton hasn't done some really good things, but Newton is undersized, and to get him to play first and second down, especially every single snap, like that's asking a lot. Like I actually think you're going to see a fair amount of Fedarian Mathis on first and second down, and you're just going to take the hit on the pass rush juice to not give up a ton in the run game. And, you know, Mitch Tischler was on our show earlier this week, and he said something that I think is probably true. Like, snap for snap, the better run defender is probably Fedarian Mathis. Now, with that said, you don't know that it's going to be a run. Do teams get Fedarian on the field and then say, cool, we're going to now run to the perimeter a little bit more because he doesn't have the mobility, or we're going to hit some boot actions and he doesn't have the mobility to chase down and cause havoc in the way that John Allen does. Okay, well, now you put in Johnny Newton. Okay, well, now we're going to run right at you. So there are things that have to happen here from a... you know, just a planning stage of like, hey, Wagner, Luvu, Jordan McGee, assuming he gets back in the mix now that he is available. Do you know your personnel in front of you? Do you know where the weaknesses are? Can you cover for them? And that's going to be a tough ask. That said, Carolina's a little bit softer of a landing spot. Obviously, their running game is good. They have a good offensive line. They have a good specifically interior of their offensive line because they spent $100 million on it hundreds of millions of dollars on it this offseason in contracts. So Chuba Hubbard's a good back. That's, we're going to find out. And by the way, that's something that Dan was asked about today, that specific Carolina running game.
Yeah, it's fully grown in terms of the run game there. You know, I've got a lot of respect for it. The interior of their line is exceptional, both in the run game and the pass game. But you see the yards per carry, and so they have to do a nice job of the run game, the play pass. I think the addition of Andy, you know, has leveled out some of the things there. But those are some things that jumped out to me, was the strength of their run game, their ability to cut it back. You know, I was certainly impressed in studying them. I'm not surprised by Dave and the staff that he put together, that that's a strong part for them.
And, of course, the good news is you can dedicate more resources to it, right? You can play like you played Baltimore and then not worry about your corners and your DBs getting beat by Zay Flowers, because Carolina doesn't have a Zay Flowers. They've got a couple of guys with a little bit of juice. That's the NFL. You're always going to have someone. But the consistency, the suddenness, nevertheless, the quarterback delivering, like, you don't have to worry about him running in the same way. Dalton was mobile in his heyday, and he can still run around a little bit, but he's not Lamar Jackson, obviously. Thanks for that analysis, Hoffman. And he also is not as consistent delivering the football. And the receivers are not going to be able to get as open. So there are ways you can play this team that are much more similar to, say, what you did to Arizona. what you did to Cleveland, because you're just not as scared on the outside of what the passing game can do, and that should help your run game. And then the question is, once you face better quarterbacks down the road, like when you face, let's say, Philadelphia, right, and you want to stop their running game, you want to stop Saquon, they have a good O-line, they have obviously a very talented back who can hit you for big hitters, and then while Jalen Hurts is not close to what Lamar Jackson is, he can run, which affects your numbers in the box and how you play certain stuff, and they've got beasts on the outside, so you are forced to play different coverage structures and give your corners help because A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are a nightmare. So outside of Philly, I don't know that there's another offense this year that really scares me on their schedule to the level that Baltimore did. But post John Allen, Carolina is a good enough test that I think we learned some stuff about this defense this weekend. Hear more from Quinn next, then Clinton Yates coming up at 4:30 here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.